Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know I like to let my guests pick their own song. Well, you can probably guess from this song that's entitled Unlock the Funk by guess who? The Locksmith.
That's real. Can you believe it?
It's a real song. And so I'm so thrilled. My friend Chris Roney is here. He is with Ace Unlocks. His beautiful wife, Jenny, I believe, picked this song. Is that correct?
She did. She was. She was texting it to me before I walked in.
So. Well, I've never heard this song. It's from 1980. It's like Unlock the Funk.
I know. Leave it to Jenny Roney to find it.
Yeah. It's perfect. Yeah. But we are here this morning on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. This is a fun subject for me because I'm an expert on locking myself out. I've shared many times on this show that What did you just show me?
In your So not just locking yourself out, but maybe also losing your keys. She would lose her keys a lot. So we did it.
Thanks for that reminder.
It's been probably 15 years though, 20 years ago. But yeah, we did it. She was a frequent flyer. So at one point, I actually saved the information.
It just showed me my car information.
I saved it in my phone under her name. So I would just, instead of going there and taking an hour, I would just show up and have the key ready and just hand it to her.
I'm turning red. That is hilarious. I did not know you were doing that.
I haven't texted you in so long. When I texted you that song, and I looked down, and I was like, oh my gosh, 2006 Sebring. Maroon.
I love that car. It was a convertible. But enough about me. Let's talk about you.
Hello, Pensacola.
Yeah. So Ace Unlocks, you've been in business a long time. It's your own business, one that you've grown over the years. And I will just say that you and Jenny do so much for the community, and I'm always a champion of businesses that give back, and you certainly do that. But you have a lot of services in addition to, sometimes because of the name Ace Unlocks, you think that's the only thing you do. Yep. And that is a big part of what you do, but it's not all of what you do.
Oh, no. That's what we started out as when we were, you know, obviously when the company began almost 30 years ago, we were just unlocking cars at University of West Florida, but it didn't take us long to figure out that we were, you know, because we got lots of calls and people were asking for lost keys and needed their businesses rekeyed and homes rekeyed. And so we slowly, we were self-taught.
There was no need came about.
There's no school. Yeah, there's no school for this. It's almost like a journeyman's thing.
Yeah,
there's nowhere to go and really get trained for especially because there's so many different facets to being a locksmith, because you've got not just, you know, unlocking cars and houses. Like I said, you have to learn how to rekey locks.
Right.
And that's not, I mean, do you think about how many different locks there are?
I have as a surprise to you, but I have a bag of keys that are sitting around.
Everybody does. In a drawer. There's a drawer. Everybody's got a drawer, and they're like, I wonder what that went to.
You're afraid to throw it out because you know that day's going to come where you go, where's that key? But so it's interesting because the technology, to me, amazes me that you've been able to keep up with that. Mm-hmm. Because going from the just brass keys to now all this fobs and technology, and you're on top of all of that.
That's right. All of it. Yep. And then we still do old school stuff. You know, actually, and my wife was texting me. It's now I know how Brent Lane feels, because I text Brent all the time. I'll be texting him, and I expect him to read while I'm while he's on the radio. Like, don't
I get those too, by the way.
Don't read in radio. It's bad. I mean, I can't do it. I don't know how y'all do it. But anyway, she was texting me. There's a safe. We have, you know, we also do safes.
That's right. Yeah.
So that's something else that,
and that's huge.
And it's old, you know, that's old school stuff. You know, a lot of it, because there are, you know, keypads on safes now, but still they come with dials.
Right.
And when they fail, what do you do? Well, we show up and we can get you in. So
sometimes you'll find one in the garage, or you'll find something in the attic that's been there for 40 years nobody has any idea what the combination is.
Well, it's funny that, and I can't believe this came up, because yesterday, and we unlock a lot of safes. We do, but mostly people bring them to the shop, especially if they're carryable or, you know, not too big, but some of them can't be moved.
Right.
And this particular one, I did one yesterday. And the client called me out, and everybody's got, they're very inquisitive, right? Because it does almost look like magic when it opens,
yeah.
you know. So
yeah.
they said, you know, do you do this a lot? And, you know, do you ever find anything inside? Never. There's never anything inside. There's never anything
Note
inside.
To self.
No, yeah, I know. So except, you know, unless people know that they have their documents and stuff
sure.
that they bring it. But this particular one, I drove out to,
mm-hmm.
they didn't know anything about it. It came with the house.
Oh, wow.
And how
so
about
it's just been left behind?
How about we opened up that safe and there were three huge bags of pure silver coins in there. I know.
Wow.
It was pretty exciting. I was like, wow,
yeah,
that's cool.
a treasure.
I know.
There.
There was
with
a lot
the,
of
the price of silver
yeah,
right now.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
So,
that's
and it had been there a long time because there were a bunch of other credit cards in there from McCray's, right?
Yes.
A McCray's card.
I remember McCray's.
General Tire.
Oh, boy.
I was, yeah.
Radio Shack.
JCPenney. I was
Radio
like, wow.
Shack,
so,
yeah.
So that was a fun one we did yesterday.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, that would be the thing I would love about your job because every day is different.
It is.
There's no routine here,
it's
I wouldn't
challenge.
Imagine.
It is
right?
a challenge, yep. It
What's
is a challenge.
What's a typical day for you?
Well, it is fun. I really, it's a fun
you
job.
You certainly meet a lot
but
of people.
You do. Yes. And I still, people are shocked to know that I still run calls. I still do service calls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not as many as I used to because obviously I've got to run the business,
right.
you know? So, and I'm also doing a lot of support for the guys that are out there, you know, getting the stuff done because it, like you said, keeping up the technology
well,
is one of the hardest things.
Show up on a job and go, whoa, I don't know how to do this one or whatever.
That's right.
But not often because y'all are pretty astute with that.
Well, as times have changed, I realized that my job has kind of shifted and
mm-hmm.
it's become more of a support role for all the guys that are out there on the front line trying to, you know, do all this different stuff. Like I said, it's a wide array of things that we do from,
mm-hmm.
you know, but making keys is the big thing I would say that we do. We do on average about 300 calls a week.
Wow.
And
wow.
yeah. And that's just an average week. And typically what that boils down to is about 1500 phone calls a week.
Oh my goodness.
So,
I had no idea.
So
that's a lot.
Yeah. So when you come in the shop, it's like organized chaos.
I guess so. And assigning people. What is your area, by the way? How far, if I was travel, say, from here to Panama City, or I go the other direction,
yep.
how far west, what is your area that you serve?
So we go all the way to Perdido
mm-hmm.
Key, all the way over to Navarre.
Okay.
And then as far north as Century.
And you do Pensacola
and
Beach
And
also,
that's actually,
right?
yeah, in Pensacola Beach, uh-huh. yes, far south of Pensacola Beach. And that's actually our area because that's our, we are the service provider for AAA. Here locally
oh,
and have been.
Okay.
And a long time. I actually was looking at our plaques. I think we've been servicing AAA for 20 something years too.
That says a lot
so,
to you know your professionalism, and they're not going to affiliate themselves with a fly-by night company, that's you're not.
And it's a monster area. It's a big
I
area.
Suspect, yeah.
You know, you get those phone calls at 2 a.m. in Century.
Mm. oh yeah.
You got to go.
Yeah.
So there's
wow.
So but yeah.
Okay, we're talking with Chris Roney. He's the owner of Ace Unlocks here in Pensacola. And if you have a question for him, I would love to hear from you. 850-437-1620. Okay, got a question coming in. Let me see here from Michael. And he asks, does Ace unlock the safes at a set fee or a percentage of what might be in the safe?
And I wish I had yesterday. I wish I did yesterday.
Yeah, LOL. They're a great company. I got a replacement fob from them a few years ago.
Thanks, Michael.
That's
awesome.
That's great. Yeah, I think he's onto something there.
He is. I know. I should.
I'll open the safe for you if I get 10% of the contents.
Yeah, I know. That would be, because it was, but yeah, well, most, I wouldn't do that because, like I said, most of the time they're empty.
Yeah, true. That's true. Zero from zero. Nothing from nothing is nothing, right?
That's exactly right.
Okay, we got another question here about what can you do if you've lost your key fob? Oh, this is one of...
Hey.
I'm familiar. Hey, there's my topic. What can you do if you've lost your key fob and can't get in the car? How does that work?
So typically what we do, and it depends on the year, make, and model, but
mm-hmm.
usually we'll come unlock the car. In most cases, we'll unlock it first.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'll make a key to unlock it because you try not to, you don't want to.
There is actually a key
inside
the fob. I did not know that until mm-hmm. you showed me
that's
that
right.
years
most,
ago.
Even now, most, there are very few cars that don't have actual keys.
Mm-hmm.
One of them being Tesla. Tesla doesn't have an actual key,
mm-hmm.
But everything else pretty much does.
Right.
And that's how it's used as a bypass method in case the battery goes dead in your key fob, you get away in.
That's right.
So, and you know that's how you would get it. But then once we're in the car, And it could be, like I said, it's based on your make and model. So it's different for everything. But we will actually either mechanically make a turning key for the ignition.
Right.
Or we will and program it. Or it's just a key fob, which because, you know, everything's push button.
Right.
In which case, every, you know, when you're making keys to these cars, there's different programming slots all around them.
Mm-hmm.
And I could do a whole class on that.
Because I was going to say.
They vary so much. You know, if you own a Honda or a Nissan or a Hyundai or a Kia, you're holding that key fob up to the button and you're just pushing the button with the actual key fob to start your car in an emergency situation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in a Ford, or a GM, but they have programming slots and you have to know where those are.
Oh.
So there's. Yeah, and we educate people. That's one thing that I love so much, because people don't realize that happened just the other day. John Marconi was answering the phone, and a guy had he had gotten his truck and took off,
right.
And then while he was driving, all of a sudden the truck came back on the readout and said key fob not detected.
Uh-oh.
Well, obviously it detected it enough to start it.
Right.
So what's he do? Well, he pulls over and he shuts the car off.
No.
And then
no.
He can't get it started. So John stayed on the phone with him and walked him through where to find his programming slot.
Mm.
Put your foot on the brake, start the car, got him into the shop.
Wow.
So we could, you know, so we didn't have to go out there, charge him to go out there. Then he came to us and we changed the battery.
Yeah,
so.
You talked about this last time a little bit about the fob, which I thought was really cool because it's helped me. There's a way to start your car. You had explained that about putting it on top of where that push button is.
Yeah,
can you talk about that? Because that's a great tip.
So, well, it's pretty much, it's not all of them now, but it is, like I said, your Nissans, Nissan Infiniti, Hyundai, Kia, what else did I say? There was
you said Nissan, Kia,
yeah,
Hyundai.
Nissan, Kia. Anyway, you put your foot on the brake and you just use the fob as your finger, basically, and you push the button with the fob, and it will start the car. Even if the battery in the key fob is dead,
that's so wild.
It will still start. It's an emergency feature that they all put in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
good to know.
Yeah,
really, I've used it.
Yeah, it'll get you out of a jam, you know, because it's exactly what happens. You walk into Walmart and your key's working fine. You come back with all these groceries and you're like, my car won't, you know, what do I do?
So. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, well, great. We're talking with Chris Roney with Ace Unlocks. Got a question for you. This is about like a house or a rental.
Mm-hmm.
Since I have a rental and I'm always leaving a key for someone to get in, obviously.
Mm.
So what new technology is there to update, and do you need Wi-Fi at that residence? So you have any suggestions on how to get around having to leave a key?
Yeah, the Wi-Fi is
under the mat.
Yeah, I mean, that's old school sometimes is the best, right? It really is. I would recommend potentially using if a lockbox. We can mount lockboxes off to the side.
Realtors use those a lot, right?
And those they hang on the a lot of those they'll hang on the doorknob itself. But we'll actually mount one somewhere,
right.
And a lot of times we'll mount it where you can't see it real easy, so it's not just advertised, you know. So that's one way.
And it just has a little, like a four-digit combo to get in,
exactly.
And then you open it up and the key's inside.
And
I have a friend that has one of those.
Yeah, and they're purely mechanical. They don't need batteries. They last a long time. Right, yeah, so that's old school. The new school way does require Wi-Fi. It's best if you use Wi-Fi because you can. So this is we install these locks called August locks.
Mm-hmm.
And I love them because all the computer stuff is on the inside of the house, not the outside. So from the outside, it looks just nothing changes.
Mm-hmm.
But you install this lock and you have an app, and you can do lots with it. You can lock and unlock the door, but you can also issue a key.
Really?
So if you had the plumber coming in, right, and you had to go to work, you could say, I'm going to issue a key from 10 a.m. to noon, and that key it'll get them in and out, and then after 12 that key's no good anymore.
Interesting.
So and it goes straight to their phone. So so if you had somebody to come clean the house or somebody to, or
so it's a digital key.
And then the other option is they can just call you and say, hey, I'm here, and you can unlock it with your phone. So it gives you some cool options. And
what is that called again?
It's called an August lock.
Hmm.
It doesn't even look like a lock. It goes on the inside of the house. It looks like a disc, basically, that goes on the back of the inside of the door, and it rotates left and right, and it moves the deadbolt back and forth mechanically.
Wow!
Wow, yep. That is really smart, especially in this mm-hmm. area, because so many people have beach houses or they have family coming in from mm-hmm. out of town, that yep. kind of thing. How handy would that be? Mm-hmm.
They're very handy. And like I was saying earlier, the our climate with our sun and salt air, mm-hmm. if you've got exposed keypads on the outside, they don't last very long.
Right.
So if you can kind of limit that, and by putting it on the inside, it's pretty neat. So
we're talking with Chris Roney. He is with Ace Unlocks here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. It's a fascinating conversation. I could talk to him all day about locks and keys. Seriously, I find it really interesting. So if you have a question for him, please text it in, 850-437-1620. I have been a regular customer and can vouch for this company on many levels over the years. And
we've had quite a few people come in saying they've 1620. They heard us on 1620.
Awesome.
So,
I love
yeah,
that.
It's
yeah.
really... Yep, really.
Well, it's a great service because they do emergency services 24/7, right?
Yep, 24 hours a day.
What's that number? And I would recommend get your phone out if you're sitting, pull over, put this number and save it because you never know when you might need help.
850-505-7545.
Okay, I've got it in my phone.
Yep.
And I didn't know until today that he had me in my car.
Well, another thing is, too, and about calling us, and mm-hmm. This is another... You know, Jenny brought it to my attention before I was walking in. When we want everybody to know that it should make you feel better when you're calling that number. You're getting somebody who lives here.
Yes.
Instead of calling some 800 number that goes, "What city are you in?" or they don't know the area.
That's so true.
You know, just hang up on. Just if you need somebody local, it really is better to know. I mean, just to be able to trust that you're getting somebody from the community. Mm-hmm. So
I remember one Sunday when I locked myself out. And I made the call, and I've got the guy. He picked up right away. And at the time, I think he said he was in Milton, and he mm-hmm. gave me a kind of a guesstimate of what time he would mm-hmm. be there. And I'm telling you, he was there to the minute. And I was so impressed because, you know, there's traffic, there's yep. the bridge, all kinds of things can happen. But the fact that he was right here in town, he was servicing someone else, and he said, "I can be here," and he gave me a time, and it was, I think, maybe 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, we like to call it under promise, over deliver. So
we'll give you
the worst possible, so we'll be there in 40 minutes, but we get there in 30, we look like heroes.
That's right. Well, and I'm not going anywhere.
But you can't get a pizza in 30 minutes.
Correct, so
you get
that's
a, you
right.
get a good locksmith out there in 30 minutes. That's pretty good.
But I did want to emphasize this morning, and Chris and I had talked about it, was the fact that emergency services is what built your business, but there's so much more to it now. And we talked mm-hmm. about unlocking safes, but there's a lot more to it in terms of residential and business mm-hmm. safety, mm-hmm. and now's the time to be safe.
It is. Yeah, so, and a lot of people don't, and I think we mentioned this the last show, but there's so many people who buy a house mm-hmm. and don't ever have their luxury keyed.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, or they have a bunch of work done to the house. They have mm-hmm. contractors coming in and out, and they don't change the locks. Mm-hmm. Now, and here's the thing, you know, locks are just honestly they just keep the honest people out. That's
right.
really all
right.
you're after. If they went in your house, they're coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And so your first line of defense is your key, right? And you want to make sure that it's. You know, fresh, I guess, is mm-hmm. what you'd say. You don't want to if you don't know how many copies are out on your house, then you probably should have your house rekeyed.
Yes, no doubt. I had a question come in from one of our listeners. This is an interesting one. What are Chris's thoughts on window locks, sliding glass door locks, fence locks? Do they handle things like that as well?
Yeah, so most of those are actually done by contractors
mm-hmm.
because especially when it comes to windows. Now, the sliding glass doors,
right?
There are some pretty good options out there for that. And we don't install them because mm-hmm. We just don't.
But, right.
I mean, you can buy all that stuff at Home Depot. If somebody were to ask me what the best way to secure a sliding glass door, it's still a broomstick.
You know what?
It really is. I mean, it really is.
I have one in my...
when it's put in there and it's put in there tight, I can't even get past it.
Right. Isn't that funny? Just a simple tip like
I
that
know.
Really, really helps. That's great. Well, it's also interesting, too. I've seen a lot about the ring things mm-hmm. and the monitors and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Are you seeing a lot of that now in your travels?
We do. We see, and they're very, very popular. Mm-hmm. And that's great, too. I mean, that's a great deterrent.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody walks up, you walk up and there's a camera staring you in the face. The first thing you're going to do, if you're not supposed to be there, you'll probably just turn around and walk
right,
away.
Right.
So.
Well, I love this lock that you talked
talked about today, this August lock. That is really, maybe recap on that one, because that's really interesting.
Yeah, we install quite a few, but they're very popular because the app allows you to issue keys. It allows you to open and lock and unlock your door.
Digitally, this is all.
It tells you when your car or when your house is unlocked. Like you ever walk out and go, I wonder if I locked my house. It shows you that you have not locked the door, because there's a there's a built-in sensor. So it's a unique, and they're really not that expensive. I think for what you're getting, I mean, it's about a $200 lock, roughly, give
or
take.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. And
key fobs cost more than that.
And exactly.
Right?
And there's also an option too, which is neat. This has been around for a little while, but they just updated it. You can put a keypad to the side of the door, and if you don't want to use the app,
right?
You can use this keypad to unlock the door, or it's got this. It's called One Touch Walk Away. So you walk out of your house, you push one button, and your house locks.
Wow!
So it's pretty neat.
This is also sophisticated.
Yeah,
I'm from the school of I said, I got a drawer full of solid keys. Well, I tell you what, having the fob is really different for most folks, and knowing that there's some alternatives that you can use it when you think it's not working. I love that tip.
Yep.
That's a great one. Okay, we've got just a few minutes left, Chris. Anything you want to touch on? Oh, Howard is here with us this morning. Howard, you got a question for Chris?
Yeah. You know, recapping what we had talked about the other week about the heat, and like you locked your dog or your kid in the car. Talk about your priority to that emergency and how that ties into law enforcement.
So typically, especially right now, because I walked in here, it was 91 degrees already.
Yes.
It's already. And what
heat
is it?
Index is 100 something.
It's 100 and something degrees. Yeah. So you've got about 8 minutes, 9 minutes before. So that's really, really tough. And we'll call guys off of calls. We will. So if a call comes in, because the fire department calls us, or EMS, excuse me, not fire department,
but
the 911 will call us, and they'll put us in route, and we will stop what we're doing or find the closest guy. He'll stop what he's doing and start heading that way. And you'd be surprised how many times we beat him.
You get there before?
Yeah, we do.
A lot of times.
Right.
Yeah. And in a lot of cases, it's actually better to get in using lockout tools than it is to break a window, because it's actually quite hard to break a window.
Well, it's dangerous too if there is someone or a child inside. So
we actually do we make sure that's a priority. But I always tell everybody, you've got 8 or 9 minutes. You've really got to be careful. So just be prepared and be ready to break that window, because it's not worth it. The temperature is just. It's crazy right now.
Yeah, there's not a lot of time.
No.
So you got to be careful.
No, it's not your friend.
Not at all. Not at all. Okay, Chris, well, tell us again how we can reach you and any information that would be helpful. You have a great website.
Yep, 850-505-7545. You can come see us at the shop, and that's at 125 Airport Boulevard. And it's easy to find. It's right where airport meets the train tracks.
Yep.
You can't miss it.
So, can't miss it.
And we get a lot of people that come in all the time. And we'll if it could be as simple as just making a door key to your house, or if you need a key made to your car, a duplicate key to your car, we can cut and program anything there. So if you have a 2026 Hyundai Sonata and you need a new key fob to that, then we can do that as well. So.
Well, I have a friend that went to this week that told me that they went there and they had gotten a new car, and at the time they only gave him one key fob.
That's right. Yep.
And I thought, wow, they really should give you at least two, right?
Yep.
And I guess that happens a lot
it
now.
It does. It happens all the time. A lot. And right after COVID, when there was a chip shortage, new car manufacturers were selling brand new cars with just one key. And that made everybody uncomfortable. So we were pretty busy making keys, then too. So, but yeah, I just lost my train of thought. I hate it when I do that, because I had something important to say. Do you ever do that?
Yes, I do.
There's
all the
so
time.
Much going on in here that you're.
Welcome to my world, Chris. Welcome to my world.
You locked your thought out.
You'll think of it when
and
we
and the
get
show's
that.
Over.
I know.
Oh.
Okay. Give that phone number one more time. So important, y'all. Put this in your phones today,
850-505-7545. Come see us on Airport Boulevard.
Okay. Ace Unlocks. Chris Roney and Jenny Roney are the owners. Jenny picked a song. It was Unlock the Funk.
Yes.
That may be the winner.
It might be the winner. I think we're gonna stick with that one.
Okay, this is Pep Talk.